Greenwich detectives have questioned hundreds of people and searched the murder site thoroughly. But they still have no real leads at all to the person who killed Martha Moxley last Thursday night.
On the night before Halloween in 1975, 15-year-old Martha Moxley was murdered in the Tony Bellhaven neighborhood of Greenwich, Connecticut. She was rich and beautiful and loved by all who knew her. For decades, despite intense media scrutiny, police failed to make an arrest.
The people who were actively working there had never handled a homicide.
Over the years, the police had their suspects.
This individual is the last to see the victim.
They used to go out without any clothes on to the pool.
They said it was definitely two people.
But none of the leads stuck. And eventually the case went ice cold. Until, in 2000, 25 years after Martha's murder, her one-time neighbor, Michael Skakel, was arrested. He'd been 15, like her, at the time of the crime. He was also a cousin of the Kennedys.
A teenage neighbor and friend of Martha Moxley.
Nephew of the late Robert Kennedy.
Kennedy relative Michael Skakel on trial for murder.
The Kennedy connection is the reason that most people know about this case, or at least think they know about it. I watched the news. I read the articles. Of course Michael Skakel killed his next-door neighbor Martha Moxley. He beat her to death with a golf club. I knew it. And if you followed the case like I did, I bet you knew it too. My name is Andrew Goldman. I've been a journalist for 30 years. I got involved in this case in 2015. But here's the thing. Once this story got its hooks in me, it wouldn't let me go. For the better part of a decade, I've immersed myself in every detail of this story and interviewed dozens of those closest to it. I think it would be fair to say that it's become an addiction for me. And if I can do justice to this unbelievable tale, I suspect it'll become an addiction for you too.
Out of nowhere, he goes outside and kills this woman. It just doesn't make sense to me.
This whole event made me a lifelong skeptic of media and authority.
I thought I understood the case. It was a decades-long story about the powerful and the privileged seemingly getting away with murder. But the deeper I dug, the more I came to question everything I thought I knew. I discovered a much darker, more shocking tale than I ever could have guessed.
Did you kill her? Did you kill her? Did you kill her?
Your voice sounds so sweet. Unfortunately, anger and fury motivates this call.
Why the hell would you say she wouldn't die? I just had to stab her to death.
From NBC News Studios, Dead Certain, The Martha Moxley Murder is a podcast series that I believe will finally provide a full, true, authoritative account of the Martha Moxley case. In this series, you'll be hearing from dozens of voices, some of whom may be familiar to you.
I'm Jeffrey Toobin.
My name is Amanda Knox.
My name is Mark Furman.
Linda Kenny Bodden.
Dr. Henry Lee.
Oh, and one more person who's never before spoken to the media.
Can you tell me your name and why I might be interviewing you?
My name is Michael Skakel, and why am I being interviewed? I mean, that's kind of a big question, isn't it?
Dead Certain, The Martha Moxley Murder, premieres Tuesday, November 4th. Follow and subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Craig Melvin.
Cheers.
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 I've always been a glass half full kind of guy. And now I'm talking to some people who look at the world that way too. Some really fascinating folks who share their defining moments, their triumphs, their challenges. Their stories are funny and quite candid. So I hope you'll join me each week. And who knows, you might just come away with your own glass half full.
Search Glass Half Full with Craig Melvin from today on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.